It's about relationship. Anyone who thinks he is religiously observant but does not control his tongue is deceiving himself, and his observance counts for nothing. James 1:26. What does religiously observant mean to you? Do you realize that Jesus taught religion as relationship? I think about James, the younger brother of Jesus, and wonder what sort of relationship they had growing up. Do you think James had an inferiority complex? Imagine what it would be like to be the sibling of the perfect son. Regardless of what you can do well, he can do it better. He never gets into trouble no matter what you try to blame on him. Perhaps your mother would warn you, "Be nice to your brother. One day he will offer to save your soul and give you eternal life." I know how the kids around my house act toward each other, and that would be a good reason for a gang setup. Jealousy is an evil monster. I wonder when Jesus' siblings began to believe he truly did have something special about him. Perhaps some never did. James, we know, did figure it out at some point. He starts his letter by describing himself as a slave of God and of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. James 1:1. How are you doing with patience and kindness lately? Sadly, I seem to go through phases. Sometimes I am amazed at the patience I maintain, and other times I feel like a pot of boiling water. Therefore, my dear brothers, let every person be quick to listen, but slow to speak, slow to get angry, for a person's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. James 1:19. I can name a few things it does accomplish: heartbreak, headaches, fear, and separation from Father. So rid yourselves of all vulgarity and obvious evil, and receive meekly the word implanted in you that can save your lives. James 1:21. Meekly is defined as a quiet, gentle, and submissive manner. The religious observance that God the Father considers pure and faultless is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being contaminated by the world. James 1:27. There are times Father calls for his people to gather together, but it isn't corporate worship he seeks. He is looking for individual worship multiplied by his many children. What can you praise him for today?